This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, on the radio. If they had a thing like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello, one and all. A huge welcome. Apologies for me not being Vicky Michelle. I am most definitely Ben Simmons, and this is a special Sunday edition of the show that goes like this. Yeah, Vicky's going to be away for a while, so there's a few of us covering. She will be coming back, so don't panic. Those of you that love Vicky Michelle's music mix will return to Phoenix FM into the autumn at some point. But thanks so much for being here today, 98.0 FM or phoenixfm.com. Thanks to Tony Smith for a fabulous show that's brought us up to 2 o'clock. You've had the news, you've got me now until 4 o'clock. How are your heads? Are we all celebrating? Aren't we all feeling marvellous? There is definitely going to be a celebratory theme to this special edition Sunday, the show that goes like this here on Phoenix with me for the next couple of hours. Also, I'm going to enjoy keeping you up to date with the sport that's going on. England playing Sri Lanka in the third one-day international, trying to get a series whitewash. Lando Norris starting on the front row for McLaren at the second Austrian Grand Prix in a row. First one was the Styrian Grand Prix, wasn't it? This is the official Austrian Grand Prix. But I'll keep you up to date what's going on there, whether McLaren can catch Verstappen in the Red Bull and Mercedes as well, a little bit further back with Lewis Hamilton. So, yeah, keep you up to date with those events. And we're going to have a lot of celebratory tracks as well. Before we go too far, though, I think we need a quick weather update.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we're into Sunday afternoon now. Risk of heavy showers and possibly slow moving as well. Also a risk of thunderstorms, and we could even get hail as well. Maximum temperatures 20 degrees C. Into the evening, showers will fade away. It will stay cloudy for much of the night, breaking up early in the morning around dawn. You've got a low during the night of around 12 degrees C. More weather to come later on.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Phoenix FM.
Well, what's coming? You're probably going to hear this a lot. You've probably heard it a lot already over the last few weeks. It always happens, doesn't it? England have good success in a major tournament, and we can't deny it's been very, very successful. Everyone gets a bit carried away. Now we've got to win it, otherwise it's a failure, isn't it? Oh, two more games at Wembley, the fans could lead us to glory. It's all very exciting, but there have been disappointments in the past. And I mean, let's be honest, we thrashed Ukraine, but it was a toe poke from Harry Kane, and then they absolutely couldn't defend crosses, could they? Obviously, we had to take advantage. Obviously, it's wonderful to watch an England game and not kind of feel jeopardy for the last 25, 30 minutes, which was incredible. Haven't felt like that, ironically, since the 2002 World Cup, when we played Denmark in the round of 16 and won 3-0. Wouldn't it be good to repeat that on Wednesday? Completely unapologetically whatsoever, because it's a celebratory show and England are doing well. Here comes this.
Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch.
Gotta love this track.
Some of the crowd are on the pitch. They think it's all over.
We're all going to join in with John Barnes, aren't we?
Express yourself, create the space. You know you can win, don't give up the chase. Beat the man, take him on. You never give up, it's one on one.
everyone I see. You never give up, that's how it should be. Don't get caught, make your own way. Express yourself, don't give it away.
Express yourself, it's one of.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the Sunday edition of the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 4 o'clock. How is it going? Well, all good in here so far. We're all feeling marvellous after last night. 4-0. Did anybody expect that? And 4-0 with half an hour to go as well. And then you can take off the players on yellow cards, players that might need a little bit more of a rest, bit more extra time to recover. And we're in really good shape going into a semi-final. And, you know, last semi-final, Euro 96, you knew we were coming up against a very strong German team. This time, yes, they're riding a wave of emotion, Denmark, but, you know, are we ever going to have a better chance to get to a final since 1966? It's certainly incredible. People are getting carried away. I have to admit, I could possibly be joining them. What can I tell you about the big prize that's starting? People mock me for calling it the big prize. I kind of have always found it amusing. The Grand Prix, for those of you that want it in the French. So Max Verstappen does lead, but there was a safety car very early on. And also, what's happened now? I think Perez has gone off the course, and therefore the Mercedes have gone through into third and fourth. So a little bit of a boost for them. They were fourth and fifth to start with, and they're third and fourth. But Verstappen has a 2-second lead at the moment. And can the Mercedes get past Lando Norris? So I'll keep you updated with whatever transpires, and we will have a cricket update after the next track as well. But remember, it's a feel-good Sunday afternoon, most definitely. If you're just kind of getting to grips with getting up and having to do things on a Sunday because you had a sore head from last night, who can blame you? But let's just keep a good feeling going throughout the day today, and Flo Rida is certainly going to help us do that. Get your good feelings ready. Here we go.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Taiwan. Talk like a wind in my chest, that's on. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. I'm a body boy, plus way back. I got a feeling it's a rap, ASAP.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Never giving in, giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the pitcher's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gabrielle's horse had feather mites so badly his scratching made his legs bleed. She used the new natural horse shampoo and skincare from Ingenious Probiotics, and the next morning the itching had stopped. The Ingenious Probiotics range has added good bacteria that restore a healthy microbial balance that supports your horse's well-being. Vegan, chemical-free and cruelty-free, including solutions for hoof, dental and stable care, plus a full probiotic care range for pets. Visit ingenious-probiotics.com today for 10% off your first order.
Are you worried about getting your workplace prepared for when you return? GoTo can provide you with everything you need. PPE, antiviral covers, sanitization dispensers, plus office furniture and workplace assessments. Get back to work and keep your staff and clients safe. Let GoTo take the strain so you can focus on what you do best, running your business. Call Brentwood 80 22 22 today and book your free assessment.
Open up your windows and doors to the summer with SEHBAC. Whether you want wide-ranging views of your garden from new windows, a seamless transition to your terrace with some sliding patio doors, or to let more natural light in with a replacement conservatory roof, we've got everything you need. And to provide you with the perfect link to the outside, we're offering up to 35% off windows, doors and conservatories. To find out more, visit SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The home of performance.
Players Lounge in Billericay welcomes huge acts and artists every weekend. From top draw TV comedians once a month to international DJs and live artists on tour. Up close, intimate gigs not found anywhere else, topped with incredible food and cocktails served with flair. Players Lounge on Radford Way, opposite Billericay train station. Search Players Lounge Billericay to find out more.
Phoenix FM.
Some messages from our sponsors there, and right now, just in case, I will reiterate one more time, I am not Vicky Michelle. Vicky Michelle hasn't suddenly got a much deeper voice and is undergoing some kind of process with gender. Oh no, this is Ben Simmons in for Vicky Michelle. She's going to be away from Phoenix for a few months. But coming back, don't panic if you enjoy her music mix on a Sunday afternoon. This is me, Ben Simmons, in for her this week, bringing my own brand of the show that goes like this. Craziness to between 2 to 4 on a Sunday. And I'll be back on Tuesday as well with my regular programming. Shout out to Kate Peary, who tells me that my great nephews are dancing. Both of my great nephews. So shout out to Jacob and Beau as well. That's fantastic news and very exciting. Good to hear that. Hopefully I'll keep the feel-good tunes coming and they can keep dancing. That would be marvellous. Some kind of pictorial evidence would help, but I appreciate your looking after kids. It's not absolutely possible to just drop everything and take a photo, but, you know, go for it. Yes, we are celebrating the England football team doing so well last night. I, for one, trying my best not to get carried away. Yes, we're in a semi-final. Yes, we're in a semi-final against a team that aren't instantly fancied to win the tournament or be incredibly brilliant. We do feel like we're entering into a semi-final where we are the more favoured side, which is a rare feeling as an England fan. And another rare feeling last night was having no jeopardy whatsoever in the last 5 minutes of the game, just knowing you were going to win. Very bizarre feeling, sort of calm. Is it the calm before the storm? Well, we've seen off Germany in the knockout rounds. We've seen off Ukraine. Will it be a case on Wednesday night after playing Denmark of another one bites the dust?
Swirling down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you ready? I'm satisfied. How long can you stand the heat? Out of the way, I'm gonna scream. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get to do. Another one bites the dust. Hey. Cheat him, you can treat him better.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Well, this is a rarity for me, broadcasting on a Sunday, and therefore, looking out onto the roads, not too much worthy of reporting, really. Certainly, in Brentwood, there are no major traffic issues on the road. A little bit further afield on the A12, going into Harold Hill, there's a little bit of slow-moving traffic there. On the A127, coming into Ardley Green, there's some slow-moving traffic there. Equally, going the other way on the A127 towards Southend, round about Dunton Waylitz, a little bit of slow-moving traffic there, but that will only take you a few seconds to get through. The worst things right now, looking a bit further afield, onto the A13, where it meets the 128, where the works are going on this weekend. The A13 is closed in both directions at the Stanford Le Hope bypass, so you will need an alternative route to get through there. And if you're going into Kent, the approach to the Dartford Tunnel coming back across into Essex is looking a little bit slow moving as well. It's currently backed up past Junction 2, starting to get close to Junction 3, the traffic there, but it is clearing once you get through the tunnel. So really, not too much to worry about. A13 Stanford Le Hope bypass, Dartford Tunnel approach from Kent into Essex, slow moving traffic. Otherwise, lots of people staying at home, lots of people possibly feeling a little bit the worse for wear as they're surfacing on this lovely Sunday afternoon. Don't go anywhere. That is your travel for now. More coming later on.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Quiet roads to be expected after last night, I would have thought. So therefore, you can have a nice Sunday drive if you fancy it. But you may just want to stay at home with an Alka-Seltzer or something similar, just a glass of lovely water, just to help you just relax, just chill, just enjoy yourself. And we're in a celebratory mood here on this Sunday edition of the show that goes like this, with me, Ben, here with you on Phoenix up until 4 o'clock. So don't go anywhere. Great tracks heading your way. Keep your ears tuned in to this station, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. If you want to send me any kind of a message, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, and I'll give you a shout out. It'd be lovely to hear from you. We're all feeling happy, aren't we, right now? Just like Pharrell.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. Here's why.
Phoenix FM.
That was Katy Perry. This is a special Sunday edition of the show that goes like this. And we're all excited England fans that are very glad England had a brilliant passage through the quarterfinals and now have a semi-final in the Euros coming up against Denmark. But what about seeing it from a different point of view? How does someone react to the England football team doing particularly well and there being a national state of fervour and celebration when they're not that bothered about football? Therefore, I thought it'd be quite interesting to talk to someone about that. And on the phone is my old friend, the legendary Nick Murphy.
It's coming home, I don't care though.
That would be a much shorter song and probably wouldn't have sold as many copies.
No.
Before we talk about whether it's coming home and whether you're remotely bothered or not, how the devil are you?
I'm utterly delicious, thanks for asking.
Excellent.
How are you? That's more importantly, what the heck is it like not being here on a Tuesday evening? Has it completely messed with your internal body clock?
It genuinely threw me a little bit, because obviously I'm covering for the lovely Vicky Michelle, who's gone away working for a few months, and I was kind of like, oh yeah, so I'm covering, but oh no, but my show's called The Show That Goes Like This. Well, this can still be The Show That Goes Like This, it's just on a different day. It's not
the
called
show that goes like this as well.
Yeah, it's not called The Show That Goes Like This only on a Tuesday. So I was like, oh no, it can be that. It did throw me a bit. I was like, can I play that at the start? Hang on, can I play that? Oh no, I've got to do a traffic report, which I don't normally do on a Tuesday evening, because nobody cares about traffic after 6 o'clock, apparently.
No. So, I care about as much as I do about England in the Euros.
Now, this is what I want to ask. Presumably, when a major tournament starts, you know a lot of people are going to kind of get caught up in it. And obviously, yeah, there is the group stages before it gets early on. And England had have a history of not doing particularly well in tournaments and there being massive disappointment.
Yeah.
Is there ever a point, like now we're getting to a semi-final and it could be a final, is there ever a point where you will go, I'd kind of like to know what happens. I'd like to know whether they win or not. I'd be pleased if they win. Or is it genuinely whatever happens totally irrelevant to you?
I think it's fair to say it's totally irrelevant unless they get to the final.
Okay, right. Yeah, I mean,
like, I genuinely couldn't care less what happens in the upcoming semi-final. The fact that they've got through the quarters into the semis, it's like, well, nothing has happened, essentially. It's like,
yeah.
But if they were in the final, and I genuinely don't think I would watch the match live,
yeah,
but I would, in fact, what I would probably do is message you and say, how are England doing?
I like the fact that your tiny, tiny bit of interest in football involves you message me to see what's happening rather than look it up online or something.
It is quite hilarious that you have basically been quite an ardent football supporter,
yeah,
all your life.
Yeah.
Would you say that's fair?
I would say.
And obviously,
fair.
You and I are very good friends.
Yes.
And we have many, many similar interests.
Yes.
And that is probably the biggest thing that we don't share at all.
Yeah, it's definitely. Like, definitely. I mean, obviously, people who are great friends can have different interests. What I found interesting, which I never really imagined, as I was growing up and kind of following my dad around theatres and things and getting into, yeah, performing, there were always other people in companies that were talking about, oh, what football team they supported and when pantomime shows weren't happening, oh, can we go to the pub and watch that game and that game? And as time's gone on, it seems like there's less and less people who are performers in the world of thesps and whatever that care about football. And I kind of thought, there was one guy a couple of years ago who was a Liverpool supporter like me and was saying, oh, we need to go and watch this. And I was like, this hasn't happened for years. And I don't know if it's just a trend as time goes on. Or
yeah,
if it's,
I mean, I would definitely say in my life, I have sort of missed out on that sort of bonding experience of people go, and I find it, especially if you're in a cab or something like that, the cab driver will go, oh, what team do you support? And I genuinely sort of lie and I go, I'm more of a rugby guy. I just hope that they then don't go, right, what rugby team do you support then? You know, and there was a hilarious incident in my life which you were actually a witness to,
yeah,
and I actually have a little bit of sympathy for the guy. We were on a train late at night. There was a slightly drunk
I know
guy.
What you're gonna talk about,
yeah, he was basically he was trying to talk about football,
Yeah.
You obviously tried to talk to him a little bit, thinking, okay, this guy's a bit drunk, he's a bit annoying.
Yeah.
And he sort of turned to me in a slightly aggressive manner, going, well, what team do you support? And I kind of went, well, I don't really support any team. And he loudly declared, well, that's obvious because you don't have a social life. You know, if you don't like football...
What was amazing was his insight. I mean, you don't have a social life, but it's nothing to do with not liking football.
Yeah.
But what I loved was...
Now, those things are not connected. They're both true, but they're not connected.
What I loved was he went from, what team do you support? I don't support a team, to instantly go, well, you don't have a social life. Like, it's not possible.
There was no segue. But the point I'm trying to make is he does genuinely have a little bit of a point, because so many people's social life, one of the big driving factors for that is their love of team sports and football in particular.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Especially in things like high school, I've kind of felt like I've missed out on that, but genuinely can't find it inside myself to care.
It's fair enough. I mean, that's the person you are, and no one can say to you, well, you're wrong for not liking football. You know, it's your life. You do what you like with it. It's fine. What I've found interesting about being a football fan is I still don't really know why. I've always said it was glory hunting when I was a kid, and I got into football and just supported a team that won a lot, because that's what you do when you're a kid and you think, then I'm going to have lots of happy times.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I started supporting Liverpool when my dad and my mum support Arsenal. And I don't know why. I mean, I know they were keen not to sort of force their beliefs onto me as I was growing up and stuff in a lot of things. So I think I'm kind of grateful for that. They let me make a decision. But you do get that sort of sense of tribalism. Like at school, I know all the people that were other Liverpool fans. At university, I know. But what happens when you're that big a follower of football is you're going to have a lot of times when they win, when you feel good. Equally, though, I do then get so involved in it that when Liverpool do badly, I feel quite bad. And it's sort of, it's a weird sort of up and down emotional thing. And then other people gloat about it. Well, I've always appreciated bad, like, understood bad losers and stuff. You're going to be sulking. What I can't stand is bad winners. People who win and then, like, rub the other person's face in it or gloat and stuff like that. And it's like, you might be able to do that now, but at some point in the future, the team you're following will lose again. And then
you kind of want to go, yes, I appreciate, you know, you're passionately connected to this, but you didn't win. Like, you haven't done anything. A whole other group of people have done something quite impressive. You know, I can appreciate the sort of impressive amount of dedication and training that professional footballers have to do. I'm not even really that... I don't really have too much of a problem with them being paid that much, because that's what society has kind of deemed, you know, they should get paid.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are, you know, they're very hard-working people. But yeah, like you say, and people get almost sort of aggressive about the tribalism thing, and you know, that's when obviously it goes into lots of negative things about you know, sort of hooligans and stuff, and that's obviously the very far extreme. But people do get to the point of being physically aggressive about a group of other people have done or not done.
When you break it down like that, it makes it seem ludicrous. But yeah, and it's a kind of thing you don't think about. You're like, I support this team, and it's all this belonging, and it's like, we've won, we've done this. And therefore, when it's the country doing well in football, it sort of brings more people together, because you get the sort of we element. It's suddenly everyone in the country rather than a few hundred thousand people that support one team or whatever, you know. But it is, that's a really good point. It's like you're watching some people trying to achieve something. You're then taking some of the credit for the achievement because you followed that team. And it's like, it is a very, very bizarre thing. And people definitely
It's almost the sort of a point of religion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We believe in this team, we believe in that team. But it's funny that, sort of like, talking about the other side of it is that I remember at university, I had a friend who was Scottish, and it might have been the Euros or the World Cup or something like that, and Scotland hadn't got through that year, and England had, and I said, so would you ever support England? And he looked me dead in the eyes and went, I will support whoever is playing against England. Because he's so passionate about anti-England, you know, it's almost patriotic for him to be anti-England that he would literally sort of, there is no other country on the face of the earth that has done anything bad enough that he would support England over them.
I was listening to another radio thing a few days ago, and they said something quite interesting, that England fans hate it when other sort of members of the UK teams go out of tournaments and then won't support England, because they say, oh, when Wales do well, we support Wales. When Scotland do well, we support Wales. And then the guy went, although, to be fair, I support them because there's never any danger of them winning a tournament. If there was a chance of Wales or Scotland or Northern Ireland or Republic of Ireland actually winning a tournament, I wouldn't want them to win it. And then he was like, so that's how people must feel about England. He's like, it's straight. You can't help following the country you were born in, if that's what you do, you know, and you're not going to suddenly go, oh, I was born in England, but Scotland. It's kind of a little bit like when Andy Murray started being brilliant at tennis.
Yeah.
He'd been quite vocal about saying he was Scottish and he didn't support England and stuff like that. And then all the England fans are kind of like, yeah, Andy Murray, Britain is brilliant. And it's kind of like, yeah, he doesn't like England.
He's quite grumpy about England in general. I think that's fair to say. Well, so I will tell you one interesting thing about my sort of early relationship with football.
Okay.
Is that I did sort of, because of school and because of the kind of peer pressure thing, I did try and kind of follow it. Now, knowing me as well as you do, you'll understand that this is how I did that. So during the Mexico 86 World Cup, so
first,
we're going back a little while.
First one I
here,
remember, yeah.
I got very into it because I had the Panini sticker album.
So did I, yes.
So, and so I learned a lot of the... I remember Diego Maradona and a lot of the other players from the other
teams
as well.
Sorry, I'm just freaked out by you talking about footballers and seeming to have some knowledge about it. But yeah, go on, yeah.
There was Peter Beardsall, there was Ian Rush, there was all sorts of very... and of course, Gary Lineker, famously in Mexico 86. I sort of got into it as much then as I'd ever done in my life.
Right.
And then when that tournament finished, and obviously we didn't win, I was a bit like, oh, well, that's me done then. I've had enough now. Kind of thinking, oh, do I have to carry on? No, I won't bother.
I had a go at it. I didn't really like it.
Really wrong. I actually sort of learned the names and paid a bit of attention to what they did, and now I'm like, I can't really.
Well, listen, just
really
in case there are fervent football fans listening, I wasn't going to pull you up on it because of it, but you mentioned Lineker, you mentioned Maradona, you said Peter Beardsall, and his name was Peter Beardsley. But it was close, you know. It was a long time ago. You know, you were young. You needed the peer pressure following. So I understand. Just to explain from my point of view, how weird it. I've got a bit better as I've got older, but I think this would have been around the time of the 2006 World Cup. It was either the 2006 World Cup or 2008 Euros, and I was working for a company based in Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And finished my job. And then knew if I just drove home, I would only be able to watch the game, listen to the game on the radio. I'd never make it home in time to watch it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not with anyone I know, but I really want to see it live rather than, you know, listen to it on the radio. So I stopped and parked up and went to a pub in South Wimbledon, just that had a screen on. And I thought, this is so weird doing this on my own. And I think, I can't remember which tournament it was, but we lost on penalties to Portugal. And I was absolutely gutted. It was sort of this whole feeling of, I'm on my own. I haven't got anyone to properly commiserate with. If I phone someone up, it's not quite the same. It's like I had to trudge back to the car and drive home. And it was like, England could do really well in this tournament. If they get past this gate, we've lost. We're out. It's massive disappointment. I'm on my own. I've just got to drive home now. There's nothing to look forward to football-wise. Everything's terrible. And it's kind of this weird sort of depression I used to get into, and it happened any time England went out of a tournament from the age of about 15 onwards, and I've got a bit better at dealing with it lately, but England are actually seemingly on the up now, so it's a bizarre set of circumstances.
There's one last point I'd like to make, and it pertains to the very, very current situation. Now, you and I have made I've penciled in social plans for a future date that just happens to coincide with the date of the final of the Euros competition.
Yes,
and you have said if England get through to the finals, we'll have to reschedule because, you know, I want to watch the England game.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't resent you for that at all.
Yeah.
I resent England. I'm like, England's ruined my time to hang out with my friends.
So that's why you don't like England. It's because of all the time we haven't been able to hang out because I've wanted to watch it. Ah, brilliant. Well, it's been really interesting, actually, to get an insight. And I hope people listening will find it interesting as well, because you just assume everyone's going to feel the same about you, about a thing you like.
Yeah,
you know? And
absolutely.
It's really weird to appreciate there are opposing viewpoints out there which aren't wrong, which are just as valid, and people having totally different experiences of the same thing. So thanks
no,
for sharing.
No, but I don't have a social life, so that's no, well, all come true.
Go back indoors, don't speak to anyone, and I'll get you on the radio again in a few months' time, Mr. Hermit.
Only time I speak to other people.
For being on the radio, you do get the glory of choosing the next track. And
that's very exciting.
I've got an idea in my head of which way you might go, but who knows? The choice
on,
is
then.
Between, because it's feel-good tracks in the wake of England doing well, Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling or
yes.
Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Yes. So I'm going to predict, knowing as you do, that you think I'm going to go with Starship.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's what I thought.
And you're correct. Yes.
I thought you were going to say, so just to be annoying, I'm going to go with the other one. Well,
I did consider that, but no, Starship all the way.
Well, Nick Murphy, thanks as ever once again. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And you like...
The pleasure's been all yours.
It really has. Whether you like football or not, you're an utter legend.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Over to Starship.
I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this thing together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do.
Let them say we're crazy. What do they know? Put your arms around me, baby. Don't ever let go. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this dream together. Standing strong forever.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
When I took the leap into starting my own estate agency, I thought my experience in the industry was all I needed. But I didn't know storing my clients' addresses, phone numbers and even gate codes without proper IT protection was putting my clients and my business at risk. That's where Outside Help comes in. They understand IT so I don't have to. Now I can get back to property solutions while Outside Help solves my IT.
Get on with IT. Visit outside-help.co.uk.
Now we're gradually coming out of lockdown. We can go to more places, like pubs, restaurants, hairdressers and gyms. However, around one in three people who have COVID-19 have no symptoms and are spreading it without knowing. By quickly checking into venues with the NHS COVID-19 app, you can help stop the virus spreading and protect your family and friends. So whenever you go out, check in. Let's take this next step safely. Remember, hands, face, space and fresh air.
Hatton View Care Home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hatton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hatton View Care Home. Hatton View, a Hallmark care home.
Hi, I'm James Haskell, former England international and Lions rugby player. And whenever I need car finance, there's only one man I call, Darren Gibson. So if you're in the market for a new or used car from £20,000 to £500,000, be sure to get in touch with Darren Gibson. He covers all cars, sports, prestige, 4x4, classic and even hypercars. And he will not be beaten on price. All his contact details are on Instagram, so drop him a follow on there. At DG18SON. That's DG18SON. You never know when you'll need him. Be seeing you.
D. Gibson Financial Services Limited is a credit broker, not a lender, and will receive commission from the finance provider if you enter into a finance agreement with a lender. D. Gibson Financial Services Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Phoenix FM.
Remember this one? Back in the late 80s. Time for a little bit of Yaz and the Plastic Population to take us up to the news at 3.
You and me.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
Centre at three. Some leading scientists have reacted angrily to government suggestions that enforced mask wearing will be scrapped in England in 2 weeks. Robert West and Stephen Riker, who both advise ministers on pandemics, have called the messages bonkers and frightening. But Community Secretary Robert Jenrick says we should expect things to be different after the 19th of July.
There won't be legal restrictions. The state won't be telling you what to do, but you will want to exercise a degree of personal responsibility and judgment. So different people will come to different conclusions on things like masks, for example.
At least 31 people are dead and dozens of others have been rescued after a military plane crashed in the Philippines. The aircraft, which was transporting troops, missed a runway. John Lewis is planning to build 10,000 homes over the next decade. The high street giant's already identified space for 70% of those properties. Tesco, Sainsbury's and Primark are among the UK's biggest retailers, calling on Boris Johnson to tackle abuse against shop workers. In a letter to the Prime Minister, 100 companies are asking for a change to policing laws. There was a 7% year-on-year rise in abuse in 2019. Paddy Lillis, who's the General Secretary of Asdor, has told us what workers have been facing.
We have seen workers being assaulted, pushed, punched, spat on, verbally abused, threatened after work, followed out of stores.
In sport, there's going to be full crowds on Centre Court in Court 1 for the quarter-finals, semi-finals and finals of Wimbledon. It'll be the first time that sporting arenas have been at 100% capacity since the start of the pandemic. And more than 20 million people watched England's Euro 2020 quarter-final win over Ukraine on TV last night. The BBC says the game had an average audience of 19.8 million, peaking at 20.9 million. That's the latest. I'm Kieran Bangle.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong, you know. Before we get into that, though, let's do a little bit of this.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, maximum temperatures of 20 degrees today. Showers that could be heavy at times and slow moving throughout the afternoon. A risk of thunderstorms and possibly hail as well. Winds gusting up to 22 miles per hour. And as we go into the evening, the showers will fade away. It will stay cloudy for much of the night, breaking up in the early morning around dawn. Lowest temperatures through the night of 12 degrees C. More weather coming up later on today.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Phoenix FM.
We're still feeling good on this special Sunday edition of the show that goes like this. Remember, I will be here with my usual show on Tuesday at 6 o'clock as well. Pleased to be sitting in for Vicky Michelle. It's not Vicky's music mix this afternoon. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben, with you for another hour, playing lots of feel-good tracks because we all feel good after England trounced, veritably trounced, the Ukraine last night. I did say at the beginning of the show today I would keep you up to date with the sporting events that were going on. That will happen in a bit more depth after the next track. And lovely to speak to Nick Murphy on the phone a few minutes ago as well. He chose to play a song by Starship instead of a song by Justin Timberlake. So for all of you Justin Timberlake fans that were devastated not to be able to hear Can't Stop the Feeling, you can end your devastation right now. Oh yes, here he comes. Time for a bit of JT.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we
just rushing on. I don't need no reason. Don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop that. When you dance, 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 feel the good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance, dance, dance. So just dance, dance, dance.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And yes, I did say I would keep you up to date with all the sporting events going on today. In their innings in the third one-day international in Bristol, Sri Lanka have been bowled out for 166. You would imagine that ought to not cause England too many problems to chase it. And as they begin their chase, I will keep you updated on that. In the Austrian Grand Prix, worries for Lewis Hamilton. He had got second place at some point in the Grand Prix, and a familiar story over the last few rounds at least. He's been trying to chase down Max Verstappen with little success, but Lando Norris has just passed Lewis Hamilton. So at the moment, I think Bottas has to stop again, but at the moment, Verstappen is leading, Bottas is second, Lando Norris third, and Lewis Hamilton back down to fourth. Lando Norris was handed a penalty for forcing Sergio Perez off the track, so he went back down and has made his way back up onto the podium at the moment. Could Lewis Hamilton not even make the podium in this race, which won't do his world championship chances any good? It's looking good for Max Verstappen and Red Bull at the moment. There are around 15 or 16 laps to go, possibly a few more, in the Austrian Grand Prix. And as time goes on, I will keep you updated as well. Now, regular listeners of the show that goes like this will know I used to give out a Legend of the Week award. And as it was announced, I would always play a tiny bit of Cool and the Gang's celebration because it was a celebration for the winner of my award. How about playing the entire track because we're celebrating England? It's worthy of the full 3.5 minutes, isn't it? Go on, Cool, and your gang as well. Let's celebrate.
celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on!
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright, baby. Celebrate, it's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a team of heroes to care for your loved one? At Brentwood Care Centre, we are passionate about delivering high quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Now we're gradually coming out of lockdown, we can go to more places, like pubs, restaurants, hairdressers and gyms. However, around one in three people who have COVID-19 have no symptoms and are spreading it without knowing. By quickly checking into venues with the NHS COVID-19 app, you can help stop the virus spreading and protect your family and friends. So whenever you go out, check in. Let's take this next step safely. Remember, hands, face, space and fresh air.
Some people have an instinct
to protect those in need.
And stop those doing harm.
To be there when it matters.
And to be the change their community needs.
If you have the instinct to make a difference, join us.
Become a police officer.
And get all the training and support you need.
Make your difference.
Search Join the Police
and be one of the 20,000 new officers.
Phoenix FM.
This is the Sunday show that goes like this with Ben Simmons, and right now, time for another quick travel update.
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
And again, as I look out onto the roads in our area and areas surrounding it, it's not too bad out there on this Sunday afternoon. A little bit of slow-moving traffic in Brentwood Town Centre on the approach to Wilson's Corner. A little bit of slow-moving traffic as you come off the M25 at junction 28, the junction with the A12. There's slow moving traffic around that whole roundabout there. Similar situation on the A127 as you leave the A127 at the M25 exit. There is some slow moving traffic there. A little bit of slow moving traffic on the A12 approaching Harold Hill. Equally in Romford, there's some slow moving traffic in the town centre that's not going to take too long to get through. Also in Hornchurch, bit of slow moving traffic there. If we look a bit further afield, Lakeside Shopping Centre has some slow moving traffic all around the retail park and roads surrounding Lakeside Shopping Centre. Obviously people wanting to get a bargain, so do be aware of that if you're trying to park in Lakeside Shopping Centre. On the A13, there is a road closure that's in place for all of today in both directions at the Stanford La Hope bypass where the A13 meets the A128. You will need to find an alternative route if you usually go down that at some point today. It will be back open from tomorrow, but they are doing works there at the moment that is closed. And if you're in Kent heading back into Essex, then traffic very slow moving on the approach to the Dartford Tunnel. That is back to junction 2, but no further, so probably around a 10-15 minute delay to get through that. And once you get to the Essex side of the tunnel, it is all moving freely once again. In all honesty, it's pretty good out there on the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Time for another England football positivity related track, and then we'll have someone else on the phone to talk to, which is all rather exciting. There ain't no stopping us now. Phone calls as well. Are you one of those people that hears this intro and instantly knows what's coming, can't quite remember the name of the duo that recorded it? Everyone knows this track, don't they? Does everyone know it's McFadden and Whitehead? Not James McFadden, the footballer, and Norman Whiteside. Couldn't think of a footballer called Whitehead. Sorry about that.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirt together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, we're gonna polish up our act well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
You let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the Sunday show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Yes, we're dwelling, and I say dwelling, on the fact that England finally did brilliantly in a game last night. And everyone's getting a bit excited. Are they getting too carried away? We spoke to Nick Murphy on the phone earlier, who doesn't really care about football, said he may watch the final because he may get caught up in it to that extent. I'm going to speak to someone now who I know likes football, who has been on this show before and who is fabulous to speak to. So let's say hello to the fabulous Stephen Cook.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How the heck are you?
I'm very excited. I am now genuinely believing that we can go all the way, which is not something I've ever had before.
No, I certainly haven't. I was saying to Nick on the phone, the first tournament I remember was Mexico 86, which obviously was then overshadowed with the hand of God and all that. And you're kind of used to annoying or controversial things happening that mean England go out of a tournament, and then it became we lose on penalties every time, and then obviously that sort of got put to bed in the last World Cup, although we haven't had a penalty shootout in this tournament. I'm kind of waiting for a bit of bad luck or something to happen to us, and it's just not happened yet.
It really hasn't. And I'm starting to think now that, is this what it's like to be German? You know, is that what we're going through now? Is this what it's like to be even Italian? In that we feel, you know, actually we've got a really good team, we have good management, and we play well, we'll win the majority of our games, and with a touch of luck, we could go all the way.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, the only other knockout game I can remember watching where that you weren't worried with 5 minutes to go was, ironically, when we played Denmark in the 2002 World Cup last 16 and we won 3-0. I think Owen and Heskey scored. I can't remember. Rio Ferdinand got a header, I think.
But, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but to watch and it be 4-0 with half hour to go and go, oh, OK, we're going to win. Oh, we haven't had any yellow cards and no one's suspended for the semi-final. No one's got injured. We've kind of got a full-strength team. The only thing going against us is the wave of emotion with Denmark after what happened to Christian Eriksen, and they've got their own sort of miraculous journey through this tournament that could happen to them. And you kind of wouldn't begrudge them. If they beat us fair and square, you wouldn't begrudge it for Denmark. But we are surely, we've heard it before, but we are never going to have a better opportunity to win
a
tournament.
Well, yes, indeed. And, of course, the country Denmark, the land of Hans Christian Andersen, of course, is a beautiful fairy tale. But yeah. I'm afraid to say that fairy tale ends in midweek. Because, hey, it's an amazing story and I'm glad he's doing well. But we're just a better team.
Yeah,
if you had to build a team of the two, it would be our players plus Schmeichel. So we have to win.
That's okay. I like that. Yeah, it's sort of best of England and Denmark is England and Schmeichel instead of Pickford. I like that.
Yeah, and they're physical and they're a good side and they're on a wave of emotion, as you say. But we've been building this for a while. We have a lot of players coming through big tournaments of their own age groups and winning them. Yeah. And these guys, they're not tainted by this history. They don't care. They just win.
That is a good point. They don't even remember it. I think Southgate said some of the players he's got in his squad were born after the year 2000, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, how I wish I'd been. Yeah,
it makes
you missed out on a lot of pain.
Yeah, totally. And you think about all the tournaments where we've gone out, and I mean, I know we associate this because I don't know if you remember this, but our end of school prom was on the night England played Germany in Euro 96.
Yes, it was.
And I can remember most of the girls who didn't really care about football not understanding why all the guys wanted to watch the match and were then suddenly gutted at about 9:45 or whatever. So you remember iconic moments of disappointment, don't you? Maradona's hand. Then you remember the penalty shootout in Italy 90 and Waddle blazing it over the bar and piercing tears. You remember Euro 96 and Gazza sliding in, missing it by millimetres. It would have been a golden goal. And then Southgate's miss, obviously. It all becomes a bit of a blur once you get past the 2002 World Cup was Ronaldinho scoring with the free kick against David Seaman, wasn't
it? That's right.
Yeah. Then I can't really remember Euro 2004. I think Euro 2004, Wayne Rooney came to prominence, didn't he? And he did quite well.
And he was wonderful and then broke his foot.
That's
and
right.
That was the end of it.
Yeah. But that wasn't where Ronaldo winked at him, did he? Was that 2006 or 2008?
That was in 2006, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, And it's kind of continued that disappointment since. Then we had the disastrous Steve McLaren era.
Yeah.
We had the awful Fabio Capello era.
Yeah.
And that's one where I managed to get somewhere to sit. I was coming back from a place and found this pub on the side of the motorway where there were seats for all of us in front of a massive screen and thought, oh, this is wonderful. And then watch England capitulate and it was a disaster. And I wish I hadn't bothered. And you just kind of accept it as an England fan that the team will never match up to the talent that is regularly playing in the Premier League.
And yet,
this time round, I'm now thinking, if not now, when?
This
is our chance now.
It does feel like, it feels, as someone who's been through all the disappointments, it feels wrong to get overly excited, but then you kind of go, playing Denmark in a semi-final, and then if Spain scrape through against Italy, they're not great. If Italy get through, they've been pretty good, but we're at Wembley, it's going to be almost capacity back then, and it's like we could... it's like you can't think, well, hang on, are we actually going to win? That's weird. That can't be right.
I like all the revisionist things. I love all this at the moment. That, you know, we took care of Croatia, and after the game, it's like, oh, they're a bad side. They've aged.
Yeah.
They've aged badly. Yeah. And then we took care of the Czech Republic, and it's like, oh, well, they just weren't very good. And then you see those teams progressing in the tournament. And then Germany, it's like, oh, well, they were a bit old and bull a bit. Well, yes, but one team keeps playing all those teams and doing well, and it's us.
Yeah. And what's good is... Yes, Harry Kane got a toe poke, but he was in the right place at the right time. And then Ukraine...
When was that ever a problem?
Exactly.
When was that ever a bad thing? scoring?
Yeah,
toe
true.
Toe poke? I don't care.
And I did
care if it goes in off his butt cheek.
I think last night, oh God, Ukraine obviously can't defend high balls. It's like all our second, third, fourth goal from crosses all in a 14-15 minute period or whatever. I was like, they must be terrible at defending. But then you've got to capitalise on that. If they are, you've got to put it in the right place and, you know, get the finishing, which we have. It's weird to see England sort of growing throughout a tournament and not any sort of horrible luck or penalties getting rid of us. It's sort of, we started off weirdly. It's kind of got better. Then the Germany game, the last sort of 20 minutes against Germany was brilliant. And then we've had this amazing result. If we beat Denmark comfortably, then it's going to be everyone going, yeah, we're going to win. It's actually happening. But, I'm always nervous. You just can't ever... I guess no team fan kind of thinks, yeah, we've definitely got this in the bag, you know, but it's weird, certainly.
I think an amazing team awaits in the final. If Spain can somehow beat Italy, I can't see them doing it, then they will be a real challenge to us. But Italy are the real deal. They defend well as a team.
Yeah.
The way they celebrate each block is brilliant. I love that. They know how to score great goals. What wonderful goals they scored to put Belgium out, and that's no mean feat.
Yeah.
And they know had to con a ref. That's three pretty big challenges for England.
Again, that's another game I can't remember. Was it 2012 Euros when we went? No, it was later than that. Was it 20?
I think that might be something like that. Yeah, 2012.
When we lose on penalties to Italy. Yeah, I think I was on the Isle of Wight ferry when that penalty shootout against Italy happened, and someone had it on a phone, and I knew there was no point trying to get it. I was like, well, it's gone to penalties, we're going to lose. And then they were like, yeah, we've lost. I was like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
And both Ashleys missed, and the headline was Ashes to Ashes.
Nice.
Devastating. So the headlines today are pretty good. I bought all the newspapers today.
Yeah.
As you say, football fan, it's wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful.
Definitely. And it's just... I've kind of got this thing where you kind of think, well, hang on, we're actually the favourites going into a semi-final, not like we need to have the game of our lives to progress. Even against Croatia in the Russia World Cup, you kind of thought, yeah, we've got a good chance, but Croatia are good, you know. And it was kind of like, once they got the lead, it was in extra time, it was like, well, that's it now, it's Croatia. But, you know, you'd genuinely be disappointed to lose to Denmark.
Oh, you would be. Absolutely. It would be a shock now, I think, to lose to them. Because not only do you have a great team and a squad all waiting to play and they're all making contributions when they come on, but this manager, he has impressed me so much. What a guy. So calm.
Yeah,
so in control. Dealing
absolutely
with all the fuss and the hype in a way that much more expensive managers never did.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, obviously, you grow as a manager. Or when he started out, well, didn't he manage Middlesbrough Southgate at some point? And he didn't do
right.
brilliantly, did he? But it's like there are some people that are just incredibly suited to international management, and they don't seem to quite be the same at club management. Maybe he will be in the future because he's still a young manager. But he's just done brilliantly with England. When you think at some of the England managers, and it's weird to think there haven't actually been that many, because I made a video after the Russia World Cup and did some research on all previous sort of England results in tournaments, and there was Walter Winterbottom, Alf Ramsey, Ron Greenwood, and then everybody we remember. So Bobby Robson, and then Terry Venables, and then Sven, and, you know, and then, all right, there was Howard Wilkinson, caretaker Kevin Keegan and stuff. And then, but then there's not really been that many. And for him to have done it now for 5 years, is it 4 years, 5 years after the...
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Allardyce bizarre incident. I just can't
imagine.
You're
the most successful England manager we've ever had. 100% win record.
But can you imagine if he hadn't done that and sort of cocked it all up for himself by talking to the press and offering money or whatever it was, some weird dodgy dealing, we could still have Allardyce as manager right now. And that just feels
might
really
back it come true. Yeah.
Ah, that's, you've made me want to watch Mike Bassett now. What a brilliant film that is.
It is wonderful. And it beautifully sums up the Graham Taylor reign and what Sam Allardyce would have done. But instead, we sort of lucked out and got this amazing young guy who's been through the pressure, had a terrible time in 96, and has used that to fuel the rest of his career, it looks like.
There are some, you kind of think, you kind of imagine journeys and stuff when it all, if we were to win, what would be the major stories of it? And there's, obviously there was Harry Kane having a tough time being pilloried, saying he's not good enough, he's injured, he's worried about a transfer, whatever, and then he seems to have come good. Everyone's saying, why is Sterling in the squad? And he's been absolutely fantastic throughout the tournament. Luke Shaw getting told by Mourinho his whole time at Man United that he was rubbish, and didn't he, basically Mourinho hated him, and now he's become one of our best players. But if we were to win, what it would mean for Southgate after Euro 96, and then I loved what he said in an interview the other day. He looked up after the Germany game and saw David Seaman in the box, and he thought, I can't change what happened after Euro 96 and how the players were. That, you don't think about that weight and feeling like you've let the other people down so much, and what it would mean for him to be the manager if we were to win a tournament. I just think that would be brilliant. That would be one of the best things.
I thought that was an incredibly touching quote for a footballer to say that out loud.
Yeah.
To actually share that. And I obviously, I hope he does it because it's wonderful for England. But as you say, I hope he does it for himself. It's absolutely wonderful.
When you hear him
in England.
Yeah, exactly. When you hear Southgate interviewed, he's not one of those people that sort of speaks in clichés. Like you say, he remains calm, but he seems quite honest when he talks to the press and everything. He's not trying to sort of hide anything, and he seems like not a breath of fresh air as such, but it's just, you feel like you can trust him. And what's good is he hasn't sort of buckled to media pressure or loads of things on social media saying this and where people try and pick the team for him, and you always wonder if people respond to that, listen to that, or instantly go against it. But it just seems like he's got his own mindset and he knows what to do, and you've got to trust him. He's doing a great job.
I think the other thing also with the interviews that, you know, he talks a lot of sense, but I'm mesmerised by his nose. Because if you look at the breaks, how many times did that guy break his nose? It's amazing. And the fact that he can still smell, because he sniffs every now and then in an interview, I just think that is an achievement in itself.
I don't know if you like Marvel films, but the only person with a comparable nose is Owen Wilson, who's currently in the Loki series on Disney
Plus.
Absolutely,
it is.
And it's like, Southgate's had a few incidents with his nose. Clearly, Owen Wilson has. What's brilliant is, you know, traditionally, someone whose nose looked as weird as Owen Wilson's, you can't imagine him being a Hollywood A-lister, and he's managed to make a career out of it. You kind of can imagine someone with a broken nose. Steve Bruce, he's got one of those, my nose has been through a lot, noses as well. Southgate, maybe defenders get that more than attackers, I don't know, but...
I think so. There have been some good injuries in this tournament, but nothing like that. And to even break out into a grin, which he did right at the end of the interview on Saturday night, tremendous to see him grin, because he has not done that. He smiled politely, but he finally grinned, and it just let inside. What an amazing man to keep all that calm going around his team. Wonderful.
And what it just quickly, I know we haven't got ages, but what do you think about the actual players in the squad who, I mean, anything can happen in the next two games. If we just had to go on the games we've had so far, I mean, it seems like everyone's agreeing Sterling's been brilliant, Shaw's been brilliant. Mm. Do you think anyone else has kind of stood out? I mean, you feel sorry for Tyrone Mings now because he played the first few games and Harry Maguire's come in and be like, yeah, cheers, Tyrone, I'll take it from here.
Yeah, you've done nothing wrong at all. Didn't put a foot wrong, but you're out for the rest of the tournament. Sorry, son. Go sit down. Cheers. I thought Kyle Walker's pace, in that even if he does make a mistake, Espedo Gonzalez will come back and get it back, so it doesn't matter. I think the two defensive midfielders have been absolutely wonderful. I didn't really know the Leeds player. I do now. Wonderful.
And
to watch Declan Rice do so well. I mean, those two have taken care of things. They've taken the pressure off the defence.
Yeah.
And it's just this beautiful platform for the attacking players, whoever they are.
Yeah, I know.
The system works so well, it doesn't matter who's fit and who's not. They're all slotting in and doing it.
Whether it's true or not, it's brilliant that they seem to have a squad whereby the players who aren't playing are supportive of the ones that are and are just kind of excited about the prospect of coming on rather than resenting the fact they're not playing. I liked what he said after the game last night, that he was really sorry. You have to pick a squad of 23 and there's three people with you that don't even make the match day squad. And then equally, the people that don't get on are a really big part of kind of supporting the ones that are. And that to play that role, like someone like Connor Cody, who was in Liverpool's youth setup and then has now been brilliant at Wolves, and even Ben White, who's fortunate to go because of Trent Alexander-Arnold's injury, but it seems like they're not going to get to play unless there's a sudden raft of injuries. And to have
COVID.
Well, yeah, good point. To have that sort of strength to kind of just be a part of it and enjoy being a part of it, knowing you're not going to play and still hoping everybody does brilliantly. I mean, there must be something within you that kind of wishes for some sort of bad luck for someone and then you could play. But, you know, the way we've performed so far, you'd kind of don't want to change the team, and to have to accept you're not going to make it is...
Exactly. And some of the older players, like Harry Kane, this might be their last major tournament, but for the young ones, we could have 10 years of these boys.
Yeah.
To have some, you know, the Man City Foden, who's wonderful, Jadon Sancho, made a really good start yesterday, I thought.
Yeah.
You know, to have all these young ones, Mason Mount would be winning trophies for years.
And he's
already a Champions League winner. I mean, this is a good time to be an England fan. We have earned this. We have put our time in.
Another thing, when we were kids, it was kind of really rare for players from the British leagues to play abroad. And there was a sort of huge thing, like when Lineker went to Barcelona and then Japan. And I think, wasn't it Tony Woodcock played in Germany? Mark Haitley went abroad. And David Platt went to Sampdoria, and then Gazza went to Lazio and stuff. And it was always like, oh, there's one or two that go abroad, like Beckham and Owen went to Real Madrid. But now, it's like, and it mainly has come from the Bundesliga, isn't it? Like Sancho's gone to Dortmund, Bellingham's gone to Dortmund, and now this sort of freedom of movement across Europe and whatever over the last few years, there's a lot more young players getting sort of loaned out and transferred out and playing regularly for big teams in other countries. And I think it's really benefiting the England team.
It really is. Those German teams realised how good those young English boys were.
Yeah.
And they, as you say, have learned from the Bundesliga. They've come in back into the England squad now and they are sharing it. And they will be stars for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, we've got chances of winning tournaments, but the biggest chance is now, because Spain are there for the taking, Italy are there for the taking, Italy didn't even qualify for the World Cup
last time, I forgot that.
We came in the top four, so
And
Denmark, it's a wonderful story, but that fairy tale must end.
Thanks, Dev. I think you've summed it up brilliantly. As ever, it's phenomenal to talk to you, and I could speak to you for the entire rest of the programme, but I have got to play some music and some messages from our sponsors, unfortunately. But thanks for being available. Now, because you have been available, you can decide between the next track, between one of two.
So, oh, brilliant. Right.
They're feel-good tracks, because we all feel good after last night. So it's either going to be the Black Eyed Peas' I Got a Feeling or David Guetta's Titanium. So it's up to you what we do next.
Every time, Black Eyed Peas, please. That'd
great
be wonderful,
choice.
Ben.
Stefan, thanks so much for being here, for being available. I do appreciate it. It's great to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Ben. Keep the faith, buddy. It's coming home.
Cheers, Steph. Right, here's Will I Am and the rest of them.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Hey, let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my god.
Like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up and do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock.
Rock. Rock. Rock. Rock.
Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top.
Top. Top. Top. Top.
Feel the shot. Body rock. Rockin' don't stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Round and round. Up and down. Around the clock.
Rock. 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 Rock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday, Saturday. You know what we say, say. Party every day, pop, pop, pop. Party every day. And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the Sunday show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. I said I'd keep you updated on sporting events that are occurring today. Well, the Austrian Grand Prix has finished and Max Verstappen won it for Red Bull. Valtteri Bottas got second for Mercedes. Lando Norris in third for McLaren. And worryingly for his world title chances this year, Lewis Hamilton only fourth in the other Mercedes. So, yeah, there we go. And, yeah, Lewis Hamilton will be ruining that performance, I'm guessing. Rain has delayed proceedings in the one-day international in Bristol. Sri Lanka bowled out for 166. Tom Curran, the pick of the bowlers, with 4 wickets. Whether there will be a reduced overs and therefore reduced target for England remains to be seen. But they haven't started their reply yet because of an outbreak of rain. Keep it here on Phoenix FM. I'm with you for the next 15 minutes and then the arts programme up with Rob and Claire from 4 o'clock. So 98.0, phoenixfm.com. Don't go anywhere. And if you were worried about Stephen Cook choosing the Black Eyed Peas ahead of David Guetta, don't panic, David Guetta fans. Titanium right now.
Shut it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Brentwood Care Centre, we understand that looking after your loved ones requires a superhero effort.
We are passionate about delivering high-quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
If you have a business in the low carbon, renewable energy goods or services sector, Locase has some great news for you. We have grant funding of up to £10,000 towards the cost of marketing, consultancy, equipment, IT software, accreditation and certification, product and process development, and so much more. Discover just some of the amazing businesses we have already helped and register your business interest at www.locase.co.uk today. Grant funding for greener business growth.
As a florist, I didn't think my business needed any data protection until I realised that storing my clients' phone numbers and addresses for deliveries without protection was against the law.
OMG.
That's where Outside Help comes in. They understand IT, so I don't have to. Now I can get back to arranging my bouquets while they arrange my IT.
Get on with IT. Visit outside-help.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
And we're in the home stretch now of the Sunday show that goes like this. I'm going to try and squeeze in a couple more tracks. So to that end, because we still feel good after last night's football, Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen know all about having a good time.
This Prince song inside my head. Hands up if you're down to get down tonight, 'cause it's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care. Hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight, 'cause it's always a good time.
Good morning, good night.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And well, my time is almost up now here with you on the Sunday edition of the show that goes like this. I will be back on Tuesday at 6 o'clock in my regular slot. And don't go anywhere, Rob and Claire. Up next with the arts programme, loads of exciting stuff coming here on Phoenix FM and further on into your Sunday evening as well. Hope you've had a good time. Hope you've not got too sore ahead after last night. And let's hope England's amazing run can continue with a semi-final victory against Denmark. I'm going to play a kind of inspirational track track that is loosely related to football by Eminem to play us out of the show. So thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. I should, just before I go, thank Kate for sending in a video of my nephews dancing. I have now seen evidence of it. And say hello to Barbara as well, who's a bit sad because her dog Buster passed away. But I'm sure you've got wonderful memories, and hopefully the tunes we've got on for you today have made you feel a bit better. Hello to Paul as well, who's messaged me on Facebook. So thanks to all of you guys. I'll catch up with you very soon. Take care. All the best. Here's Eminem with a bit of a long intro that I should have covered. I'll make up for that on Tuesday. Bye for now.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment, did you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up daddies. He know he won't have it, he knows. His whole back's at these ropes, it don't matter. He's dope, he knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose his mouth in the music, the moment.